Hello, my name is Afido. Welcome to the Balance Professional Podcast. I'm excited to have you. The Balance Professional Podcast is a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. A little bit of background here. I created the Balance Professional Community because of you and I. As a mom of two wonderful humans, I also work a full-time job. I'm also an inspiring entrepreneur. I'm always struggling to maintain balance in all fronts of my life. So if you're like me, I urge you not to look any further than the Balance Professional Podcast. It's a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. I seek to empower you, my listener, to create a space for a meaningful conversation that led to positive change in our lives. I welcome professionals from all industries to connect and share strategies on how they maintain their sanity amidst the hustle and bustle of our daily life. Through weekly interviews, inspiring stories, and practical tips, I hope together we can create a more meaningful moment and bring balance back into our lives. So please, come as you are, so we can have an honest conversation about your challenges, offer quality advices, and learn from each other. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Let's get into the episode. My pleasure to welcome Akuda Vaughn to the Balance Professional Podcast today, as promised. So I welcome Akuda. Akuda, tell us, so what are the two tips that you can tell people that are, today in society, there's so many things going on. What are two things that you can tell people that are feeling overwhelmed of balance in life?
Thank you for having me on the podcast. I'm happy to be here. So the two things I would tell people that need balance in their lives, I would tell them to always have some sort of plan in place, like every day, like have some sort of plan. And then another one would be to try to have fun as much as possible, and turning off the news helps.
I bet.
So yeah, some things like that.
Okay. I like that. And I know that, you know, you have a TikTok page, and I've been following you for a while.
Thank
so
you.
What is your TikTok page is all about? I mean, who never know? I think that there's so many or outlets of information out there. You know, we want to stay as much as positive as possible, like conversation that we're feeding ourselves, things that we're feeding ourselves. We want to stay as positive as possible because the world is such a hot mess. So what is your TikTok? I have checked it out, but you tell me, what do you do on TikTok? Like, what do you do?
I've had my TikTok for a couple of months now, and I really like it. And what I try to do on there is, like you just said, I try to be as positive as possible and not to do any sort of like miscommunication or misinformation on there. So what I try focusing on most is mostly pop culture stuff. And I'm a huge fan of the royal, so I cover some royal news. a lot of pop culture, because that's what I enjoy talking about.
Right.
So my TikTok is mostly just about lots of music too. I love music. So I talk about that a lot on my TikTok. So.
And how can, if someone wants to, check you out, like how can they find you on TikTok?
My TikTok is XOXO Akuto, just A-K-O-U-T-O. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So has go ahead.
Oh no, sorry. Go ahead.
So as I mentioned earlier, you know, this podcast is all about creating a community to have a conversation where we feel overwhelmed. We don't, so a lot of time people just don't want to talk about a lot of things, or they say I'm fine and go off of their day. Mm-hmm. But truly, we're not fine, you know, and it's nice to have that balance and priority. So I have a few things that I kind of want to run by you. And one of those things is, okay, how do you stay organized? Because, you know, I mean, for those that don't know, I kind of know Akuta, but let's not talk about that. How do you stay organized over there where you live?
I stay organized by having a to-do list. I love mm-hmm. a nice long list of to-dos. I'm always writing down what I need to do for the day, for the week.
Right.
Sometimes I have a hard time keeping up with it, mm-hmm. but as long as I have things written down, I can see it and visualize it, then normally I can get it done. Like today, mm-hmm. I knew that I had to do laundry and it was mm-hmm. already written down for me for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
I knew that to do my dishes, and it was already right. written down for me. So, yeah, I do a lot of lists.
Right. So has there been a day where that the to-do list kind of failed you? You know, you have tons of to-do lists, but sometimes, you know, we slip. Is there ever been a day that?
Of course, yes.
What do yes, you do? Like, been... you just kind of.
I just get back to it, or you know, okay. sometimes there are days where I feel a little overwhelmed. I just kind of right. always check in with myself and say, I'll mm-hmm. just do it. If I can't do it today, I have right. to do it tomorrow. And then usually love the next it. Day, I feel good about doing it tomorrow.
Okay, so. Yeah. So the to-do list yeah. doesn't have to be so strict to you know.
No,
a must,
it doesn't.
Right? No. I don't have that flexibility, you know, to bring about. I love it. So then, yeah. you know, in your own word. Would you think that, what would you define as success? Like, you know, success to people means different things. You know, success for me means different things, but I always like to hear from, you know, this community that I'm creating, like, what is your mm-hmm. own definition of being successful or success?
My definition of successful is just being passionate about what you mm-hmm. love to do.
Right.
Because as long as you're passionate about it, the monetary gain, the money mm-hmm. will yes. eventually come. As
I
long
love
as you're
it.
Passionate about what you want and you're focused on what you want,
right.
things will happen. So right. that's my definition of it. It's not always like money, 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 money. That's not what I think the definition of success is. It's just
right.
perseverance
right. mm-hmm.
and focus.
Right.
As long as you have that, mm-hmm. everything else I think will work out.
Right. You know, I strongly believe that, you know, a day in a life doesn't have to be always about work, work, work to find that success at the end of the line. But you have to love yeah. what you do, because if you love what you do, you're never going to work a day in your life. You know, I love yes. that.
That's true.
I always
it's
love
true.
That.
The quote, yes.
What does your day look like? You wake up, what do you like? What, how your day look like? Like, you know, of course you wake up first, but walk us through that.
Let's hope I wake up first. I wake up first. I always drink water. Like, that's like my mm-hmm. first thing. Right. I have to drink water, like a nice cold water from mm-hmm. the fridge is so good after a night of sleeping. And then I usually like to make coffee. I can't start my day without coffee. It's just one of those things. It's a routine. It's part of my routine. And I love making coffee in the morning.
Right.
So I always make it. And that's usually the start of my day. Like, once I have mm-hmm. my coffee, I'm like, okay,
right.
we can go.
Right, you heard it to tackle.
Yeah.
And then, you yes. know, with that being said, how do you then deal with the stress that come throughout the day, or the difficult situation that rise, you know, both mm-hmm. professional or personal in your life? How do you deal with that?
First of all, I have to decide what, you know, if something is super stressful,
mm-hmm.
I have to prioritize what is necessary. So obviously yeah. for work, I have to prioritize work.
Right.
And then if I'm stressed out about work, I take a lot of walks. It's from mm-hmm. working from home. I take a lot right. of walks. I take a walk. I go to the bathroom if I'm in mm-hmm. the office.
Right.
that's usually how I usually not stress out too much. But once again, it's one of those things you have to prioritize and see what is important.
Right.
The thing about work is it's always going to be there. So there's no need to stress out about it because it's going to be there. No matter how much work you get done, it's still going to
It's going to be there. Work. Yeah. Yeah, just like that to-do list, right? Whether you get it done
exactly. or not. Whether if I clean the my kitchen today, tomorrow, the kitchen is still gonna be messy because I used it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to stress less about the things that you can control. Definitely. Definitely. Exactly. I agree with that. And then I like what you say, it's like you have to just kind of be in a move, like showing movement throughout your day. When you're feeling that stress, it sounds like moving about, doing something actionable, right? You know, so
exactly.
It sounds like that helps a lot. So then you talk about priorities, and I know you already give one tip about priorities and creating to-do lists. So what are your priorities? Like, what does it look like for you? Like, what do you, how do you value or like, you know, in order of...
My priority is one, of course, is my family. That's a big one. And then another one is definitely, I always try to focus on my values throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
What is really important to me throughout the day. Like, because my values are like, you know, being kind and, you know, having a positive attitude and focus on that. That usually helps me. And then, of course, work. But, you know, it's work. But, you know, values have to be number one for me.
Right.
It's so important because that's how I look at my every day.
Right. Would you say that most people that you meet throughout, you know, this path of life are kind? Mm-hmm. Do they show kindness? In general,
I think so. I always feel people have the best intentions.
Right. Yeah. Right. I agree. Definitely agree.
Yeah.
All right. So we're coming down to the, you know, toward the end of our chat here, but I do want to ask you last two questions about having a balanced life. Because like I said, this podcast is all about, you know, creating that community, bringing people together to achieve some kind of balance, because we're all so off balance sometimes because we are always on a go. So what would be two tips that you can tell somebody that is off, like feeling a little bit off? What would you tell that person?
Two tips when you're feeling off.
Yeah, like when you're off, you know, like out of balance.
Take a nap. That's my one thing, because I love naps. Mm-hmm. Physically, I think it's important.
Right.
And then do what makes you comfortable at the end of the day.
Right.
Those are my two tips. Just do what makes you comfortable, because nobody knows you like you know you.
Mm-hmm.
And you always have to just do what is, even if it means you're going to hurt people or people's feelings, do what makes you comfortable, as long as it's a good faith, of course, you know.
Right. Number one rule is, like, no matter what you do, people are going to have something to say. So why waste your time?
Exactly.
You know, doing stuff to please people, and you know, just do you, I guess.
Exactly, just do you at the end of the day.
All right, Akuto, thank you so much for coming on to the Balance Professional Podcast. I am so glad we have you on, and I cannot wait to hear this recording. But I mean, hey, come back again, okay? I appreciate the chat, and I will definitely chat with you soon. And again, we are at the end of this week's episode. Please accept my sincere gratitude for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you find this episode encouraging, empowering, and educational, that enables you to strive for personal growth, professional success, and overall remain motivated to live a balanced life. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.